they do have the designated runner, but very few teams are using it because usually their pitcher and catcher that you use a designated runner are your best athletes, so they're letting them run on their own. Now, the designated runner is just to speed up the game so the catcher can put his equipment on if he does get on base and it doesn't slow the game down at all.
Has it worked?
We've used it in college for the last 4 years, and yes, it really works in college ball.
Do you think it's going to be a trend of the future, say, in professional?
I wouldn't think so. The National League, I don't think, will ever change and go to the DH, and the American League has had some success in keeping the old-timers around with that DH, but I don't think the designated runner will ever come into practice in the baseball league.
There is somewhat of a free substitution rule also in high school baseball. How does that work?
I think it's a good rule for high school. It's just a free substitution re-entry rule where any of your starters you can take out and bring back into the ball game after the substitute has come in and batted one time. He can come in anytime the starter in the ball game come in and finish the ball game.
Coach, a lot of people are saying, what about the poor umpire? What things do you like to have the catcher do in front of you? Are there any advantages a catcher can get on strikes and balls for his pitcher by the way he handles his pitcher?
Definitely. If he stays in a low crouch and he keeps the mitt forward, just tilt the mitt a little bit forward and give the home umpire the base. A lot of catchers like to take their wrist and bend the wrist, and it takes that mitt and makes it a very broad mitt and takes home plate away from you, where the umpire has to stand up a little bit and try to see the plate. But if he just bends his wrist a little bit forward, it gives the umpire the plate and he can see it a lot better.
Do you get much arguments from catchers?
No, not many. It's part of the ball game. It adds a lot of color when people get on the umpire. It's just part of it, and it's a judgment call, and some people see it different ways. And I feel like I'm 3 feet away from home plate, and I got the best view of the plate.
Now, with a field like a Flyer Field, with the sun that'll be setting down almost in the hitter's eyes if they're a little later in the afternoon, as this sun gets a little bit lower, will this be a problem for you and the hitters?
I think more for the hitters, because they're trying to pick up the ball a bit earlier, and there's more pressure on them as it gets later in the afternoon to hit the ball, especially in a tight ball game. I just call them as I see them, and it's not too hard for me.
How do you coordinate with a base umpire? You only use one base umpire in high school baseball, right?
Yes, we do. And if there's no runners on base, he has the first call on the bases. If there's a runner on first base or second base, I have the first call, and he'll take the second call. On any pop flies with just one runner on base, he'll have the fly ball, and I'll have the tag. If there's two runners on base, I'll watch the tag at the first runner, and he'll try to take the tag at the second runner if they're tagging up and advancing.
Do you mind working with just one base umpire, or is it would it be better to have more?
Well, it'd be great to have, you know, the four umpires. It'd be super easy, and it just that in high school baseball the budget doesn't allow for it. You'd be paying more money for the umpires than you would for uniforms to get through a game, and you just can't do it.
Now, some people are wondering, how do you qualify to be a high school umpire?
Well, the Utah Activities Association gives us a test every year in the spring. This year was held in Cedar City, and you go up. You write to the Activities Association first, and they'll give you a rule book, and you just study the rule book, go up and take the test, and if you pass it, you're officially an umpire. And just about what you do is just go to each principal or vice principal and tell them that you're certified, and they sign you up, and when they need home games, they just give you a call.
Now, how do you maintain that eligibility? Is there people from the high school, is there a person from the High School Activities Association that goes around and grades the umpires and keeps track of them?
To take the written test, Marion Tree, I know, came down to Cedar City and administered that, but there is nobody that I know that goes to each team and grades umpires that I know of, watching them actually in preparation of the game or doing a ball game. I've known nobody that's been out to any of my ball games and watched me. That'd be a good idea to get somebody from the state association to come down south and watch a few games. It'd help better the umpiring.
Coach Rich Lopez, thank you for being with us. I know you're about ready to go down to the field. The infield is just about completed. Good luck to you today.
Thank you, Larry.
There you've had a chance to talk with the or listen to the home plate umpire for this afternoon's action, Rich Lopez. Rich is a former head baseball coach at Dixie College and has been assisting both in basketball and football this past season. Spring sports now are, now that he no longer has charge of the Dixie College baseball squad, it leaves him more time for baseball umpiring. Let's take a look at the starting lineups first of all for the visiting Cedar City Redmen. Starting off and playing second base will be Kurt Peterson. Batting second at third base this afternoon is Brad Larson. A little bit of a surprise. Many people thought that Kerry Cox would be the man to do the pitching this afternoon, but Cedar City coach putting Kerry Cox at first base to start off this ball game. Cox batting third and playing first base. The cleanup hitter this afternoon for the Cedar City Redmen will be Bruce Nacken, center fielder. Batting fifth and catching, Dale Corey for Cedar City. Batting sixth and playing right field, Scott Whitney. Batting seventh, and we hope we got the right designation of position here. It's the only one left out of the lineup that we were given. Brian Whitney playing shortstop. The pitcher this afternoon, batting eighth, is Kevin Robinson. And the left fielder, Oscar Hewlett, batting ninth. For the Dixie Flyers, leading off and playing shortstop is senior Chuck Entz. Batting second and playing right field today. Originally in the starting lineup is the center fielder, Coach Arlen Hafen, making some changes just before the beginning of this ball game. Doug Aldridge, a sophomore, batting second, playing right field. The number three hitter is the designated hitter this afternoon, Kim Bowers. Batting cleanup and catching is catcher is Doug Cannon, Cannon Jr. Batting fifth, Jeff Wiscombe. Wiscombe this afternoon playing left field. Batting sixth, originally scheduled for center field. I should say Doug Aldridge is playing center field. Originally scheduled for center field, now in right field is Randy O'Neill. Randy O'Neill batting sixth, playing right field. Batting seventh, first baseman Brad Lindsay. Batting eighth and ninth, a couple of sophomores for Dixie High School. Batting eighth, Alan Bentley playing third base. And batting ninth, second baseman Jamie Esplin. We'll be back with the beginning of this ball game, Dixie High versus Cedar City High, live from St. George, Utah, after these messages. I assume that there is about a 60-second break here, so I'll give it to you for 60 seconds. So if you come back and you catch the national anthem or something, there'll be silence. Back here at Flyer Field once again with Dixie High versus Cedar City High School. I'm about ready to get underway. Quite a wind, a steady wind blowing in from center field. The dimensions down the line, both the left and right field line, 330 feet down each line for the Dixie Flyers at Flyer Field. And straightaway center, kind of a short chop, tee shot, if you will, a 352 mark at center. Actually, it dishes out a little bit more into left and right center field in that straightaway center field, but not much. So if you can hit it straight away, it's an advantage for the hitter that hits straight away. 330, just an average poke down the left and right field lines, but with the wind blowing directly in, it'll be tough for anything hit in the air. You don't look for any home runs this afternoon. Let's set the defense for the Dixie Flyers. On the mound is Craig Segmiller. Behind the plate, Doug Cannon. Over at first base, Brad Lindsey. At second base is sophomore Jamie Esplin. At shortstop, senior Chuck Entz. And at third base, Alan Bentley. Bentley also a sophomore. The outfield, left to right, Jeff Wiskum starting at left. In center field is Doug Aldridge, the sophomore. And in right field is Randy O'Neill. We'll be back with the beginning of this ball game after this message. Back at Flyer Field in St. George, Utah, the leadoff hitter is Kurt Peterson. Peterson wears the number of his position on his back. Number four position on the field, second base. He wears number four on his back. Left-handed hitter. Stands in there right down at the end of the bat. Slightly closed stance, facing Craig Segmiller. First pitch of the ball game. Kicks and fires and drilled to the left side of the diamond. Picked up by Jamie Esplin, who shovels to the first baseman, Brad Lindsey. So one pitch, and Peterson grounds out. Second baseman to the first baseman. Brad Larson, wearing number three on his back, right-handed hitter and third baseman. Coming up next, one man out, nobody on, just the beginning of the ball game. Dixie versus Cedar City, Region 6 baseball action. Cedar City has had their problems mainly in the middle innings this year, as they've oftentimes jumped out in a hurry and then seen their lead disappear midway through the ball game. Brad Larson, right-handed hitting third baseman. Segmiller winds and fires low with the fastball. Ball one. One ball, no strike count on Larson. Larson, the third baseman. Slightly closed stance, about midway through the batter's box. Segmiller winds, kicks, fires inside with the fastball. Ball two. 2-0 on Brad Larson, the number two hitter for the Cedar City Redmen. Larson, tall, slender young man. Long arms, should be able to reach that outside corner of the plate. Closes the stance just a little bit more. Just a hair more after that 2-0 count. Next pitch, lined right up through the middle into center field. Base hit for Brad Larson. And Cedar City has their first base runner, Brad Larson, with a single. A man on first base and Kerry Cox, the first baseman today, batting third in the lineup for the Cedar City Redmen. Gary Cox, right-handed hitter. Exaggerated, closed stance. Spreads out in there, spreads his feet wide apart. Left foot in close to the plate. Stretch, Segmiller with the curveball low and inside. Ball one. And Segmiller, when he gets the ball over the plate, Cedar City swinging. Aggressive hitter so far this afternoon. Segmiller into the stretch. Man on first, one man out. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. Took just a little something off the fastball. And Kerry Cox goes 1-1 against Craig Segmiller. Segmiller has an older brother who is a pass receiver for the Dixie College Rebel football team last year. Fastball on the outside. Ball two. Two balls. One strike count. 2-1 count to Segmiller. Craig, a junior, played on the basketball team and the football team. He was a pass receiver like his older brother on the football team. Pick off over first base, not the good move. Just enough to let him know that he knows he's over there. Segmiller, easy throw to first base and back on his stomach, although he didn't need to be, was Brad Larson. 2-1 count to Kerry Cox with a man away and a man on first. Brad Segmiller winds with the fastball, swung on and missed. Up around the letters, 2-2 count to Cox. 2 balls, 2 strikes. On first baseman Kerry Cox. Segmiller is trying to work his way out of a man on base situation with one man out. Kicks. Pitch, fastball, called strike three. As Cox knew it, could not pull the trigger as it was knee high over the middle of the plate, and Segmiller has his first strikeout of the day. Two men out, and coming to the plate now is cleanup hitter Bruce Nacken. Nacken, right-handed hitting center fielder. Nacken has been driving the ball recently. The pitch, fastball, drilled down to the third baseman, picked up by Alan Bentley, long throw across the diamond, that retires the side. So in the inning, no runs on one base hit, one man left on, and at the end of one half inning of play, Cedar City nothing, Dixie coming to bat. Back at Flyer Field in St. George, Utah, Dixie to face right-handed pitcher Kevin Robinson. Robinson, a stocky right-hander for Cedar City. Chuck Entz the leadoff, followed by Doug Aldridge, Kim Bowers, and then Doug Cannon. Chuck Entz, a quarterback on the football team and the playmaking guard on the basketball team, plays shortstop on the baseball team, all-around athlete. Kevin Robinson, as we mentioned, has been hot and cold this year. When he's been on, he's extremely tough, but he's had a little arm trouble early in the season. Just now starting to get over that, and has not had the type of season that he had hoped for coming into this year. Robinson, stocky, right-handed pitcher, to face Chuck Entz. Entz, right-handed hitting senior shortstop for the Dixie Flyers. Cedar City stranded one ball player in the top half of the first inning, no score. So as we start the bottom of the first inning, the Flyers with their first shot at the Red Men hurling. Robinson winds and fires, fastball foul straight back. And maybe yet a car out on the street here on 700 South. Foul ball for strike one. 0-1 count to Chuck Entz. Entz, toe-headed. Blonde for those who are the uninitiated. Extremely close stance. Chokes up just about an inch. Pitch high inside. Curveball didn't break as much as Robinson had hoped, and Entz ducks out of the way. Breaking pitch he couldn't get over. 1-1 count to Robinson. Or to Chuck Entz. Robinson winds and fires. Fastball outside. Just misses off the outside corner. Ball two. 2-1 count to Chuck Entz. Entz stands in again, and lo and behold, we have a cloud over the sun. The one cloud in the sky. Line down the left field line, way foul. Got good wood on it, but got way out in front of the fastball, and Entz takes a count to 2-2, leading off the bottom half of the first inning. Chuck Entz, possibly the most outstanding senior athlete this year in the athletic program at Dixie High School that has not had that many seniors. Slow curveball way out in front again, and Entz fouls it down the left field line. Bounces it foul. Count holds, 2-2. Cedar City fans have been a little upset with the baseball program so far this year, but it's a case that could be turned around at any time. Especially if Kevin Robinson comes through with a good performance today, it might be just enough to turn the Red Men around and have them finish strong on the season. Chasing the outside fastball and missing for strike three is Chuck Hands. Kevin Robinson dished it about four or five inches off the outside corner of the plate, and Ants couldn't hold up. Coming to the plate now is Doug Aldridge. Aldridge, center fielder, had been scheduled to play right field today. Moved over to center field. A young man as a sophomore who's been coming on strong. Started off on the bench this year, and with some aggressive hitting has been able to earn a starting position in that outfield for the Flyers. The pitch outside with a fastball, ball one. Ball one to Doug Aldridge. The second pitch to Aldridge, fastball on an outside corner, strike one. One ball, one strike count to Doug Aldridge. Robinson with the next pitch, low and outside with a fastball. Ball two count, two and one count. Two ball, one strike count to Doug Aldridge from Kevin Robinson. Next pitch, foul tipped into the catcher's mitt. Strike two as Aldridge swings and just gets a piece of it, but that's it. Checking the defense for Cedar City. Of course, Kevin Robinson on the mound. Behind the plate is Dale Corey. We'll check that infield in a moment. Next pitch, slow curveball, swung on a miss, strike three. So Robinson starts off with two Ks in the scorebook, two strikeouts. And coming to the plate now is Kim Bowers. Bowers, designated hitter this afternoon. Let's set the rest of that Cedar City defense. Brian Whitney at shortstop, over third base Brad Larson, Kurt Peterson at second base, and Kerry Cox at first base. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Bauer. Slow curveball, grounded to shortstop Brian Whitney. Up, fires to first base for the third out to retire the side. So grounding shortstop to the first baseman is Bowers. That retires the side. Three up, three down. And at the end of one complete inning of play, Cedar City nothing, Dixie High School nothing. Back at the Dixie Flyer Field in St. George, Utah, as Cedar City got a good pitching performance, at least for the first inning, from Kevin Robinson, and that's what Cedar City Redmen need this afternoon, is a good performance from Robinson in order to come up with the key to turn around the season for the Redmen. This is a crucial game for Cedar City. A season that has been disappointing to begin with could be turned around with a victory over the Flyers this afternoon, and it would also tighten up the race for the Region 6 championship. If Dixie comes up with a win, that's going to make it tougher for anybody to catch them and virtually clinch a spot in the state tournament for the Dixie Flyers. Throw goes through, and to begin the top half of the second inning, Dale Corey, catcher. He'll be followed by Scott Whitney, then Brian Whitney, and Kevin Robinson if we get that far. Cedar City fans are hoping we do. Dale Corey, right-handed hitting catcher, to face Craig Segmiller. Segmiller has the advantage of a pitcher. He has the build of a pitcher. Mostly arms and legs, tall and slender. You get a lot of arms and legs, you can hide that baseball. First pitch to Corey. Fastball, looped down the left field line, foul, drifting out of play. Wind carries it out of bounds. Over the fence, out of play. Foul ball to Scott Corey. Strike one to the catcher. The wind, which was blowing in strong at the beginning of the ball game, right through center field, has slackened now, and the flag just showing the hint of a breeze. Now, what it is, if you get the ball up into the air, maybe a little bit stronger, but about 20 feet above the field, it's diminished quite a bit. One strike pitch to Dale Corey. Segmuller winds and fires fastball. Looped high over the third baseman's head, foul down that left field line. Strike two. Corey off and running with the swing. Has to come back and try it again. 0-2 count to Dale Corey. One hit in the ball game for either side, and that was Brad Larson in the top of the first inning. Single, second man up in the game. Kevin Robinson retired the side. Three up, three down for the Dixie Flyers. Craig Segmuller, tall, lanky right-hander. 3-0 on the season. As far as his personal one-loss percentage. Kicks, winds, fires, curveball, line to left field. That's going to carry over the left fielder's head. One bounce against the fence, over the fence. Ground rule double for Dale Corey. Got a good bounce as he hit just in front of that fence and over. Ground rule double for Corey to lead off the top of the second inning. And the Redmen have something going with Scott Whitney, the scheduled hitter. Whitney, right fielder. Brian Whitney on deck. So two hits against Craig Segmuller. And both of them have been shots. A line shot up the middle by Brad Larson last inning. Now the ground rule double by Dale Corey. That wind stopped just in time for Corey. It wouldn't have made much difference anyway. He hit it on a low line with a one bounce over the fence. Ryan Whitney, extreme crouch. Chokes up on the bat about an inch. Fastball fouled off to the right side behind that first baseman's coaching box. Foul ball for strike one to Scott Whitney. Scott Whitney chokes up a little more. Now he has one strike on him. He hesitates to say he's a Punch and Judy hitter, but he swings the bat like he just wants to make contact and put the ball in play. Hitters like that can be tough. Attempted pickoff at second base. Segmuller winds and fires, but back in easily is Corey. I shouldn't say that easily. He ended up on his stomach. He had enough time to get back there. But not taking any chances. He was in head first with a right hand extended. Corey remains on second base. First base open. One strike count on Scott Whitney. And Segmuller, when he gets men on base, slows down, taking plenty of time between pitches. The right-handed junior comes to the stretch. Fastball hit on the right side. Dive picked up by Jamie Esplin. Can't hang on to the baseball. So an infield single by Scott Whitney. And Whitney did what he was supposed to do, try to get the man to third base, and picked up an infield hit in the process. So nobody out, men on first and third, and coming to the plate is shortstop Brian Whitney. Whitney, the second of the two Whitneys in the lineup. Stocky, broad-shouldered young man. Hits from the right side of the plate. Doug Cannon out to talk to his pitcher, Craig Segmuller. And he wants to talk to the rest of the infield, too. I think they're trying to map their strategy. Dick Carter has joined me. Dick is familiar with many of the residents of Cedar City. He used to work at Richfield Station, Dick, right? And people have seen you hanging around Cedar City before.
Well, not around Cedar City exactly. I did call a couple of ball games for Cedar City up there once.
And Dick is over here just taking in a few of the rays. The rays of the sun as the sun comes out from behind the cloud once again. The pitch looped off the handle, little drop, fly ball, just kind of like a dying quail out into left field over the shortstop's head, and the left fielder has to pick it up. Only going to second base is Scott Whitney, but driving in the first run with that little looping single is Brian Whitney. 1-0. Cedar City takes the lead as Corey scores easily from third base. He saw where the fly was going. Scott Whitney running from first base couldn't get a good angle on it, and so was hesitant about running, trying to make it into third base. Held up at second. Men on first and second. Arlen Haven out to talk to his pitcher now. Nobody out, a man in. And Kevin Robinson, the pitcher, coming to the plate. Robinson, good all-around athlete. Has been a star for Cedar City baseball fans for a couple of years now. And this may be the day for Kevin Robinson to shine. Has a chance to help his own cause. He now finds himself and his teammates up by one, 1-0 over the Flyers. Craig Segmiller. Wind starting to pick up, blowing in from center field once again. Segmiller into the stretch, looks back at second base, comes to the plate with a fastball high and swung on a miss, strike one. Up around the shoulders. Robinson went after it anyway. Cedar City putting on their hitting shoes, coming out. Aggressive hitting this afternoon in the first couple of innings. The stretch, the pitch, fastball swung on a miss, strike two, and Craig Segmiller coming back with heat. Throwing the fastball, trying to not get hurt with a breaking pitch. The breaking pitch has not been where he wanted it today. 0-2 count, the pitch. Fastball just misses high. Ball one. One ball, two strike count. Now it's a little bit lower than the first pitch that Robinson swung at, but as I said on the first pitch, Robinson was swinging at a pitch up around his shoulders. One ball, two strike count to the opposing number, the opposing pitcher. Segmiller to the stretch. Fastball looped off the end of the bat down the right field line. Robinson may run all day. Coming around third base, headed for home as Scott Whitney hanging on at first base is Kevin Robinson as O'Neill was over in a hurry to pick it up. But moving into first base is Brian Whitney, third base I should say. And Kevin Robinson has an RBI, make it 2-0. With a cue stick single down the right field line. Men on first and third. The pitcher, Kevin Robinson, on first. Shortstop, Brian Whitney, on third. And coming to the plate is Oscar Hewlett. Hewlett. Tall and muscular. Left fielder for Cedar City. Right-handed hitter. Extremely close stance. Holds that bat almost parallel with the ground and goes into an extreme crouch. Fastball. Holds up on the swing, but it's hit down the left field line. Foul. Strike one. Trying to hold up, still got enough metal in this case on the ball to get the foul ball. Strike one to Oscar Hewlett. One strike count to the left fielder. Nobody out. Two runs in and men on first and third. Segmiller into the stretch. Looks to the first baseman, fires over there. Back on his stomach is Kevin Robinson, back in easily. Oscar Hewlett still at the plate with a one-strike count on him. Craig Segmiller finding himself down early, and that's been rare for Segmiller this year. 2-0, Cedar City with the lead, top half of the second inning. Curveball up around the eyes, a fast curveball, slider. Swung on a miss. Not much of a break, it must have been the slider. Slider up high, and Hewlett swings and misses for strike two. 0-2 count. Into the stretch is Segmiller. Back to the plate. Fastball fouled off to the right side. Count holds at no balls, two strikes on Hewlett. Nobody out. Number nine man in the order at the plate. Oscar Hewlett. Craig Segmiller finding himself in a pickle. Or a pickled barrel the way it's going with two runners in and two men on. And nobody out. The stretch, the pitch, fastball swung on a miss, strike three. Strikeout number two for Craig Segmiller, first out of the inning and coming to the plate now is the top of the order, Kurt Peterson. Peterson, the left fielder, grounded out to the second baseman, first ball hitting to lead off this ball game last inning. 0-for-1 today. Would like to get rid of the offers. Goes up to the front of that batter's box. Stands up right at the front, slightly closed stance. Left-handed hitter. The only southpaw swinger in the lineup for Cedar City this afternoon against the right-handed servings of Craig Segmiller. Crowd's slowly picking up down here. This starts off with a handful and ends up pretty soon with a grandstand full. Fastball fouled off to the left, slapped at by Peterson, and he couldn't get enough of it. Strike one. Two men in, two men on. Kevin Robinson at first base. Brian Whitney over at third base. Dale Corey led off this inning with a ground rule double. One bounce over the left field fence as he hit it over the left fielder's head and got the low line drive, took a good bounce. Ended up scoring. Fastball, high, but looped into center field. Center fielder Doug Aldridge coming in a hurry, has the fly ball. Throw to the plate, on line, and a double play as Doug Cannon gets the man coming in from third. To retire the side, Kurt Peterson flies into the double play. Center fielder to the catcher, and the man from third, Brian Whitney, a dead pigeon coming in from third base. That retires the side. Two runs on four base hits, one man left on base, and at the end of one and a half innings of play, Cedar City 2, Dixie nothing. Back at Flyer Field in St. George, Larry Jewell with you on a beautiful, beautiful afternoon, a Friday afternoon, perfect for baseball. And the wind now is starting to swirl a little bit, is blowing from right field to left. Kevin Robinson taking his warm-up pitches. He'll face cleanup hitter Doug Cannon to lead off the bottom of the second inning. The Cannon will be followed by left fielder Jeff Wiskum, right fielder Randy O'Neill, and if they need to go that far, first baseman Brad Lindsay. Doug Cannon, who was at the business end of that double play, as Peterson flied into the double play. Center fielder to the catcher to end the second inning. Cedar City might still be batting if Brian Whitney had been held up at third base, but he was tagged before he got two-thirds of the way to home plate. Doug Cannon, right-handed hitting catcher. Crouch, straightaway stance, first pitch into the dirt, ball one. One ball count to Doug Cannon. Cannon, right-handed hitting catcher. Also played basketball this year. Reserve guard for the Flyer basketball team. Fastball, low and outside, ball two. Two ball, no strike count. Kevin Robinson trying to tease Cannon outside right now. Robinson, right-handed pitcher, wears number 13 on his back and his front because Cedar City has the numbers on both sides. Sidearm fastball, swung on and missed, strike one. So Robinson drops down, comes from the side, and Cannon can't hang on to it. Can't put wood to it. Robinson has been going three quarters to overhand most of the day, and that time came sidearm. Back up overhand with a fastball, off the pitcher's glove, to the first, shortstop. Brian Whitney throws him out of first, so that one goes 1-6-3 if you're scoring. As Robinson followed through, it went off his glove. One bounce off his glove to the shortstop. Brian Whitney positioned perfectly to throw him out at first to Kerry Cox. One man out and coming to the plate, Jeff Wiskum, left fielder. Wiskum wears number 4 on his back. Right-handed hitter has had a pretty good season so far. Can go almost any place in the field. Good versatility for the Flyers. One man out, nobody on, and Robinson winds with a fastball. Calls strike on that outside corner. Robinson so far has retired the first four hitters to face him in this ball game. Feeling pretty good after his single drove in the second run to make it a 2-0 lead. Fastball outside, ball one, one ball, one strike count. Kevin Robinson, hoping that this is his day. So far with an RBI single and a shutout first inning, and so far shutout second inning. Good. Swung on a miss with a fastball. Strike two. His eye hard one got Wiskum that time. One ball, two strike count to the left fielder for the Flyers. Gary Cox playing in at first base. Sidearm fastball rides outside. Count evens. Two balls, two strikes. Cox inside the bag up close at first base. Third baseman Brad Larson also inside the bag. Fastball back to the backstop into the dirt. Ball three. Full count to Jeff Wiskum. So after being down one and two to Kevin Robinson, Wiskum is back with a full count, and Robinson a little unhappy about that. Would like to get him right here. Does not want the man on first. Has a 2-0 lead over the Flyers right now. The pitch, fastball, looped into the air into shallow left field. Left fielder Hewlett coming on, lost it in the high sky, still finds it, comes in and grabs it. The wind held it up. The high sky now, as the clouds have moved away, makes it a little tough to judge those high fly balls. And so the looping fly ball corralled finally by Hewlett in left field. Two men out, and Randy O'Neill, 6'5" right fielder, coming to the plate. O'Neill, reserve most of the time, sometimes starting center on the basketball team this past year. Good all-around athlete, also does duty on the mound. Right-handed hitter. Big crouch, stands up there a little bit like Dave Kingman. Not much shorter, come to think of it. Curveball, up and in. Ducking to get out of the way is O'Neill, ball one. Robinson has had his best success with the fastball. Has not been able to get the curveball over the plate today. Winding and firing with a fastball, right to the backstop. Ball two. Robinson, with hat askew on the mound, tries to straighten it up. He's thrown two wide ones, very wide ones. Two ball, no strike count. To right fielder Randy O'Neill. Robinson winds, fires with the fastball, swung on and missed, just ticked. Just barely ticked it back into the catcher's mitt. Strike one, two ball, one strike count to the right fielder. Robinson, working in a hurry, fires the fastball, fouled off to the right, back into the street, counting to see which house or which car it hits. And Robinson has come back after being down 2-0 to even the count. Two balls, two strikes to Randy O'Neill. Good crowd. As we get farther into this ball game, the bigger the crowd gets. Fastball up and in, ball three. Full count once again. Two consecutive hitters Robinson has gone to the full count with. Jeff Wiskum flied out to the left fielder last time out. Last hitter. Now 3-2 pitch coming up to Randy O'Neill. Robinson winds and fires. Fastball jams him. Foul down the left field line. Line foul. Pitch was actually a little inside, but O'Neill went fishing and got jammed royally. Count holds full. Three balls, two strike count to Randy O'Neill. Right-handed pitcher Kevin Robinson fires low and on over the outside corner, but low, ball four. First base runner of the afternoon. First base on balls given up by Robinson. And coming to the plate is Brad Lindsay with two men out. Lindsay, left-handed first baseman, also swings from that southpaw side. Brad Lindsay. Excellent all-around athlete, starter on the football squad, starter on the basketball team, and a starter on the baseball team, too. Attempted pickoff over at first base, not the best move that Robinson has, just to keep O'Neill honest. O'Neill gets a pretty good leadoff at first base, surprisingly fast for a young man 6'5". But whether he goes, a little bit doubtful, down 2-0. Lindsay, first pitch, low and inside, ball one with a fastball. Lindsay spreads his hands just a hair apart, about a quarter of an inch difference instead of right together. Chokes up on the bat, about an inch. Fastball inside again, ball two. Just inside. So two fastballs just miss, and Robinson's down 2-0. 2-0 count to Brad Lindsay. Puts his hands together this time. Wind starting to blow directly in once again. Been swirling a little bit today. Sidearm fastball swung on a miss. Strike one. Just over that inside corner anyway. But coming down from the sidearm angle, Lindsay a little off stride when bailing out. Two ball, one strike count to Lindsay. Where's number 10 on his back? Feet close together, slightly closed stance. 2-1 pitch. Line between left first baseman and second baseman into right field. Hanging on a second base is O'Neill. A right fielder juggles the baseball, and O'Neill takes off and cruises into third base. So a single for Lindsay. First base into the afternoon for Dixie. O'Neill goes to third base on the error on the right fielder. First error of the ball game. As a right fielder, Scott Whitney down to pick up the baseball, did not come up with it cleanly, and O'Neill turned to second base, hesitated, started back, noticed that Whitney didn't have the baseball, went cruising into third. Men on first and third, two men out. And to the plate, Alan Bentley, sophomore third baseman, right-handed hitter. Kevin Robinson finds himself with a tying run on first base, but two men out, working against the sophomore third baseman Bentley. Into the stretch, the pitch, fastball, foul tipped into the catcher's mitt, strike one. Alan Bentley, a little on the small side, he'll grow. Comes from a baseball-playing family and was a member of a star Little League team a few years back. Going on the pitch is Lindsay. One bounce throw into second base is too late, and coming in with a run from third base is Randy O'Neill. Delayed double steal. So give Lindsay the stolen base at second base. On the poor throw and scoring is Randy O'Neill with a stolen base, not at full speed. One ball, one strike count to Alan Bentley, and now the tying run is at second base with two men out. A throw from Dale Corey off to the left of the bag and short hop by Brian Whitney. Into the stretch is Kevin Robinson. Looks back at second base, stares back at second base. Now picks up the batter and throws. Fastball. Loops straight back, coming back towards us and just behind us. Almost got one of the co-eds here at Dixie High School. Count moves to one ball, two strikes. 1-2 count for Alan Bentley. Let's double check the lineup. It looks like Scott Whitney's at shortstop. And Brian Whitney in right field, just the reverse of the two Whitneys. So that error on Brian Whitney, not Scott. Back at second base is Lindsay. Fastball, letter high, submarine from Kevin Robinson, calls strike three. And that ends the inning as Alan Bentley is called out on strikes. In that inning, one run on one base hit, one man left, and one error committed by Cedar City. And at the end of two complete innings of play, it's Cedar City 2, Dixie 1. Back at Flyer Field to begin the top half of the third inning, Cedar City with a 2-1 lead over Dixie. As the Red Men scored two in the top of the second. And Dixie put one on the board to the bottom of the second. First pitch looped high and belted deep by Kerry Cox to left field. Back deep is Jeff Wiskum to grab it right against the fence. So Kerry Cox got plenty of wood into it, or metal in this case. Hit it deep to left center field. Long fly ball, or correction, Brad Larson, I should say. Long fly ball to left field. I was giving Cox credit for that, and it's Brad Larson that belted it deep to left field. Jeff Wiskum to get the first out. Now Kerry Cox comes to the plate. Cox also does duty on the mound, but today he's at first base. Kerry Cox, right-handed hitter, chokes up just about a half an inch. First pitch by Segmiller, swung on and missed, strike one. Segmiller working a little bit faster this inning. Wind still swirling, changing, blows from left to right, then right to left, and then comes straight in. Next pitch, outside with a fastball, ball one, strike one count to Cox. Larson had drilled a single the first inning, so he's one for two, and a hard one for two today. Next pitch to Cox, 1-1 pitch. Fastball lined off the second baseman's glove as Jamie Esplin dived for it, couldn't come up with it. Single into right center field by Kerry Cox, just to the right side of second base. Man on, a man out, and a 2-1 ball game. Cedar City out in front of Dixie. Coming to the plate, cleanup hitter Bruce Nacken. Nacken grounded out to the third baseman his first time up. 0 for 1 today. Segmiller into the stretch and then fires to first base, but back easily is Kerry Cox. One man on, one man out. Cedar City hitting the baseball this afternoon. Segmiller into the stretch, comes to the plate, fastball, chopped foul off to the third base side. Off the fist, foul. Nacken with one strike to him. Craig Segmiller has not fooled that many people this afternoon as he's struggling. Cedar City's been able to rip the baseball against Segmiller, has a couple of runs against him. Big lead by Kerry Cox, the pitch. Fastball hit off the end of the bat, looped into left center field. That's a single. Moving around second base and threatening to go to third is Cox, but diving back into second base as the throw comes back towards that second bag is Cox. On at first base with a single is Nacken. Back-to-back singles after a long fly ball against the fence. And left field has men on first and second. Cox on second, Nacken on first, and coming to the plate is Dale Corey. Corey, the catcher for the Red Men this afternoon, belted a low-line drive that took one bounce over the left field fence for a ground rule double his first time up, and scored the first run of the ball game on a single by Brian Whitney. Dale Corey, number five hitter in the lineup. Segmiller into the stretch, looks back at second base. Comes to the plate, fastball, hit towards the third baseman, Bentley. Bentley goes to second for one, back to first base, double play, fished out by Lindsay. As Bentley went to Esplin to Lindsay to retire the side. So in that inning, no runs on two base hits, one man left, and at the end of 2.5 innings of play, Cedar City 2, Dixie 1. Back at Flyer Field in St. George, Utah, Larry Jewell with you. As we're bringing you Dixie High versus Cedar City High School baseball action, 2-1 ball game. Cedar City with the lead right now. Cedar City without a win in Region 6 play, and Dixie without a loss, and things could be reversed if this present trend continues. Jamie Esplin, number 9 hitter in the order for Dixie to lead off. He'll be followed by Chuck Entz and Doug Aldridge, and if we need to go that far, Kim Bowers. First pitch from Robinson, low and outside, ball one. Esplin, left-handed hitter, hitting second baseman, a sophomore on the squad this afternoon. Good potential, good young baseball player. Was the middle man on that double play to end the top half of the third. Robinson winds, fires, sidearm with a fastball, drifts outside. Ball two, two ball, no strike count to Esplin. Wind blowing straight in once again as it's been swirling today, changing directions. Next pitch, fastball just misses outside, ball three. Robinson wanted that one, so did his catcher Dale Corey, but they couldn't get it that time. Three ball, no strike count to Jamie Esplin. Next pitch, fastball, letter high, strike one, and Esplin started to dive for first base. A little bit of a sophomore mistake right there. He couldn't ask for a much better strike. 3-1 count to second baseman Jamie Esplin. Next pitch, fastball called, just missed outside. Looked like it was going to catch that corner. Second base on balls given up by Kevin Robinson. Robinson struck out the first two batters to face him, then picked up a called strike to end the second inning. Now is walked a man that last inning, Randy O'Neill. Coming to the plate now is Chuck Entz. Entz out on an excuse-me swing. He didn't mean to chase the bad pitch to begin the ball game for Dixie. Struck out so far, the first of Robinson's three strikeouts today. Pitch swung on a miss, strike one. Corey throws through to second base and stealing easily is Jamie Esplin. Esplin got the good jump off of first base and Corey threw high and Esplin was in easily below the tag. One strike count to Chuck Entz. Entz with one strike on him. 0-1 count, man in scoring position, potential tying run. Robinson looks back at second, comes to the plate, takes a little something off the fastball, and is fouled back, strike two. Straight change by Robinson. Fouled off as Entz was way out in front. The count, no balls, two strikes. To Chuck Entz. On deck is Doug Aldridge, the sophomore center fielder. 2-1 ball game. Cedar City with the lead, but Dixie threatening with a leadoff walk and a stolen base by Esplin. Esplin at second base. Submarine fastball swung on a miss. Strike three. So Robinson dropped down below sidearm. Came almost from underneath to get the strikeout. One of the problems a lot of the ball players, young ball players, have with that sidearm, almost submarine pitch, when Robinson drops down in a submarine motion coming down under, the fastball will rise. So if it starts up around the letters, you oftentimes get under it and foul it off. Doug Aldridge, right-handed hitting sophomore center fielder. Fastball fouled off to the right, out of play. Strike one. Sir Robinson gritting some teeth and trying to come back after the leadoff hitter gets on and moves to second base on the stolen base. Strike one count on Aldridge with one man out and a man in scoring position. Jamie Esplin is second. Robinson comes back, overhand fastball, misses high and outside, ball one. One ball, one strike count. Wind picking up a little stronger now. We've had intermittent gusty winds, or as some people would say down in this area in Utah's Dixie, disgusting southerly winds. Doug Aldridge at the plate. Next pitch, sidearm fastball looped off the handle, down the left field line. Hewlett isn't going to catch up with it. Around third base is Esplin. Coming to the plate, the long throw over the catcher's head, going into second base easily on the throw is Doug Aldridge. So Aldridge ties the ball game with a little fisted looping single down that left field line, jammed with a fastball. Moves to second on the throw home, and scoring is Jamie Esplin. Tying the ball game at two. Aldridge moves into second. Has the RBI, has the single, and coming to the plate is Kim Bowers. Bowers, left-handed hitting designated hitter. Cedar City going without the DH today as Kevin Robinson's doing his own hitting. But now Robinson, who was leading 2-0, finds himself in a tie ball game, and a man, the go-ahead run, Doug Aldridge, in scoring position. Kim Bowers, long blonde hair hanging out from under the helmet. Good level swing. Straight up stance, straight away. Fastball, sidearm, outside, ball one. One ball count to Bowers. Bowers 0 for 1 today. Grounded out to the shortstop. Going the other way to end the first inning, 0 for 1. Wind coming in strong towards the batter's face. Fastball outside. Ball 2, 2-0 count. Kim Bowers ahead of the pitcher. 2 balls, no strikes. On deck is cleanup hitter Doug Cannon. Robinson into the stretch, comes back, fastball, moves way outside, ball 3, and Robinson having problems finding the plate right now. We may see Kerry Cox as the relief pitcher, as Cox, the man expected to start today, starting at first base. Robinson, 3-0 pitch, fastball, strike at the letters. 3-1 count to Bowers. Bowers taking all the way. Would like to pull the ball if he could, even with one man out, and get the man over to third base. But when you have a 3-1 count, you can start looking for your pitch and do with it what you will. Robinson to the plate. Fastball swung on a missed strike, too. There was his pitch, but he didn't get a bit of it as Robinson put a little something extra on a fastball. Good hopping fastball. Count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. To Bowers. Into the stretch. Robinson to the plate. Fastball outside. Ball 4. So Robinson walks his fourth batter of the afternoon. Hanging on at second base is Aldridge. Now on at first is Bowers with one man out. Doug Cannon coming to the plate. Cannon hit a one-bounce shot off the pitcher's glove last time up at the shortstop. Picked up. Whitney picked up and fired to first base, so grounded out. Pitcher to the shortstop to the first baseman last time, 0 for 1. Cannon. Now the basketball season's over. Growing a little bit of a beard. I don't know, how much of a beard can you get on a high school baseball player? I guess pretty good. Cannon has a pretty good growth going. Curveball, loop foul and deep down the left field line, out of play, strike one. Cannon way out in front of it. Cannon a little bit of the Abe Lincoln look. Not quite that thick yet, or not that long, but he's trying. The catcher can drive the ball a long way. That's why he's batting cleanup. Extreme crouch. Right-handed hitter, straightaway stance. Now asks for time. Backs out of the batter's box. One strike count to Cannon with one man out and two men on, and a run in here in the bottom half of the third inning. Tie ball game. Cedar City 2, Dixie 2. Cedar City had the early 2-0 lead, and Dixie scored a run in each of the last two innings to tie. Submarine fastball, foul straight back, coming right back towards us. Curling back will miss us, but barely miss a car right behind us. Count goes to no balls, two strikes on Doug Cannon. Cannon now down two strikes. It's Kevin Robinson trying to come back and stop the Dixie rally right now. Two men on, looks back at second base, looks at first, comes with a fastball, looped into the air into shallow center field. The wind's going to hold it up, and the second baseman right on the lip of the grass grabs it. Peterson, infield fly. And I didn't see the signal coming from the infield umpire, but I assume that he called the infield fly. As the wind caught that one, what was headed towards shallow center field ended up right on the lip of the grass as second baseman Kurt Peterson got it. Jeff Wiskum with two men out and two men on at the plate. Right-handed hitter. Submarine fastball fouled off his chin. Took it as it was riding up and in and fouled it off to the right. Strike one. Kevin Robinson ahead of the last two batters after some wildness midway through the inning. One strike pitch. Hit off the fist, over the second baseman's head. Right fielder Brian Whitney can't catch up with it. Takes a little cue hop away from him and scoring is Doug Aldridge. Around to third base is Kim Bowers, and on into second base with a little bad hop double is Jeff Wiskum. So Wiskum doubles to right field, a little looping fly ball that dropped right in front of Whitney and then took a bad hop off to his left. Went cruising into second base and coming in to score is Doug Aldridge to give Dixie the lead, 3-2. So the two out looping double by Wiskum puts Robinson and Cedar City Redmen behind 3-2, and scoring position are two men. Men on at second and third, and at the plate is Randy O'Neill. O'Neill 0-0 so far, no official times at the plate. Walked his last time up, takes the fastball up and in. Ball one. O'Neill came around to score the first run of the ball game for the Flyers last inning. Is the seventh man to come to the plate here in the bottom half of the third inning. As Dixie has tied the ball game and now gone ahead. Fastball behind the head of Randy O'Neill, but it hits the bat. Tough strike. Foul ball strike. O'Neill shakes his head and says, hey, that's a strike? And Rich Lopez, the home plate umpire, goes out to Randy and says, well, I'll explain it to you this way, Randy. Anytime that bat hits the ball, whether you're diving away to get away from it or not, it's a foul ball strike. O'Neill's satisfied, although he doesn't like this strike. That's the way it was called, and that's the way it has to be. 1-1 count, and Kevin Robinson getting a little bit of luck that time. Men on at second and third. Wiskum on at second, Bowers at third, high fastball. And Robinson getting a little wildness once again. 2-1 count. Two men away, two runs in here in the inning, and Dixie's taking the lead in the bottom of the third, 3-2 over the Redmen. Robinson into the stretch, looks back at second, comes to the plate, line into left field for a base hit. In comes Bowers, around third, coming in a hurry is Wiskum. The ball is overthrown by the left fielder Hewlett, and into second base easily is Randy O'Neill. So Hewlett with a rifle arm missed the sights of on the gunnery range and overshot the catcher. Into second base on the throw is Randy O'Neill. No error on the play as O'Neill was headed to second base anyway. Two RBIs for Randy O'Neill. And the score now goes to 5-2. As Bauer scores and Wiskum scores. And Dixie with a commanding 5-2 lead right now over Cedar City, but the ball game is still young, as they say. Bottom half of the third inning, plenty of time left for both sides, and the number eight man to come to the plate this inning, Brad Lindsay. Left-handed hitting first baseman, hits it off the fist and hits a dying quail into right field. Ryan Whitney with a throw into the catcher, on the fly to the catcher. Catcher throws down to second base, and Lindsay's thrown out trying to go into second. So a single by Lindsay. O'Neill held up at third as Brian Whitney threw to the catcher, and now the infield umpire says no, he's safe at second base. And Cedar City wants the timeout to talk. Randy O'Neill came back off the bag and I believe scored. Rich Lopez and the base umpire want to talk together now. O'Neill's in the dugout. Whether he scored by tagging home plate or not, not sure. But the infield umpire is going to get an argument from the coaching staff of Cedar City and all the ball players, and I can see deservedly so, as Lindsay was called out at second base, and then it ruled that the infielder had dropped the baseball. Randy O'Neill into the dugout, and they rule he goes back to third base. So the run does not score. O'Neill did not tag home plate, and it's a saving grace for both sides. Rich Lopez now trying to explain it to the coaching staff of Dixie High School, getting an argument, and no matter how it goes now, you're going to get an argument from one side or another. So the error on the shortstop, Scott Whitney, after a beautiful throw from Ryan Whitney in right field, kept O'Neill from scoring, and then the throw through to second base to the shortstop, Scott Whitney. And it looked like they had Lindsay, but Whitney dropped the baseball. And at the plate is Alan Bentley with two men on and two men out. High fastball, swung on a miss, strike one. So what looked like the end of the inning is not. Second error of the ball game. for Cedar City. Alan Bentley called out on strikes his first time up. Second pitch, swung on and missed, strike two, up around the eyes. 0 for 1, and Alan Bentley anxious to bring in those runs. O'Neill at third, Lindsay at second, first base open, two men out, and four runs in the inning. Ninth man to come to the plate, Alan Bentley. Fastball, swung on and missed, three pitches, strikeout. That ends the third inning as Dixie picks up four runs on three base hits, one error, two men left on base, and at the end of three innings, it's Dixie 5, Cedar City 2. Back at Flyer Field in St. George, as Dixie has taken a 5-2 lead. The ruling on the Lindsay play, by the way, was that he had been called out, and the umpire turned his back for a minute, which made it a dead ball play, turned back around and saw that the ball had dropped and then ruled him safe, and that's why O'Neill was forced to come back. Leading off the top half of the fourth inning is Scott Whitney. We incorrectly gave only one error that last time. There's only one error in the inning, two errors in the ball game for Cedar City. Scott Whitney takes the second pitch, calls strike. One ball, one strike count to Scott Whitney. Right-handed hitting shortstop. Whitney had an infield single his first time up and came around to score the second run for Cedar City. Segmiller winds and fires. Slow curveball, took a lot off of that one, and it looked almost like a semi-blooper pitch. Came drifting in high, ball two, two ball, one strike count. Segmiller has not been especially sharp today, although now he has a three-run lead to work with. Fastball, chopped, foul off to the right side. Count evens at two balls, two strikes on Scott Whitney. As so far today, Segmiller has struck out two and has not walked a batter. Given up two hits. A correction, giving up five hits. Let me check again. Lost my counter, giving up six hits in three innings. Six hits in three innings given up by Segmiller. Segmiller backs off the mound for just a moment as he wanted the catcher to run through the signs once again. Craig Segmiller, right-handed junior pitcher for Dixie. Fastball swung on and missed up around the eyes. Chased a bad pitch. Strikeout by Scott Whitney. And coming to the plate now is Brian Whitney, the right fielder. Brian Whitney had an RBI single his first time up in the second inning. One for one with an RBI. Was left stranded at third base when Kurt Peterson hit into the double play. Actually, Brian Whitney was the man erased on the front back end of that double play. Blooper pitch lifted high into shallow left field. Back is the shortstop, Chuck Entz, to grab it. So Segmiller telegraphed a blooper pitch, and swinging away was Brian Whitney, who pops out to the shortstop into shallow left field. Two men out, and Kevin Robinson, the pitcher, coming to the plate for Cedar City. And Segmiller is trying to do for the first time today what he has not been able to do, and that's retire Cedar City in order in one inning. Kevin Robinson cued a soft liner into right field over the first baseman's head, his first time up, to drive in a run. Segmiller shakes off one signal, comes back with a slow curveball, high up into the eyes, and swung on and fouled deep down the left field line. Foul. Strike one. So Segmiller trying to change up. And so far has baffled the Cedar City hitters. Although if he keeps it up around the eyes, one of them's not liable to baffle it clear over the left field fence. Craig Segmiller to face his opposing pitcher, Kevin Robinson. One strike pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike two. That time had a little heat on it. Hit around the fist. On the inside corner of the plate, and Robinson couldn't come up with it. Two-strike count to Kevin Robinson. Segmiller winds, fires, comes to the plate. Three-quarter curveball. Swung on, chased it into the dirt. Strike three. Don't tell anybody, but the catcher did not tag out the runner or didn't throw it to first base. And so, because Robinson walked away, he could have still gone on to first base, but didn't. Strikeout number two in the inning. Three up, three down in the top half of the fourth inning. At the end of three and a half, Dixie 5, Cedar City 2. Back at Flyer Field in St. George, we go into the bottom half of the fourth inning with Dixie leading Cedar City 5-2. Four spot in the third inning as Dixie batted around. Brought Dixie from behind to give them the lead. Fastball way outside, sidearm fastball to Jamie Esplin. In this inning, Esplin followed by Chuck Entz, then Doug Aldridge is scheduled. And if we need to go that far, Kim Bowers will be the number four hitter. One ball count to Jamie Esplin. Next pitch, fastball, foul right off the end of the bat. Hit the cement behind the, right at the base of the backstop and ricocheted right back into the hand of the catcher. Room service foul ball. No one breaks a sweat, comes right back. One ball, one strike count to the left-handed hitting Esplin. Slow curveball, call strike two. Robinson got a beautiful breaking pitch into the middle of that plate. One ball, two strike count to the leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Jamie Esplin, just low with the fastball, ball two. 2-2 count to Esplin. Dixie with a 5-2 lead over Cedar City, wind blowing straight in once again. Beautiful day, a little choppy clouds in the sky, but right over the field, it's clear. Line drive into left center field and deep. One bounce picked up by the center fielder, juggles the baseball, but cruising into second base with a stand-up double is Esplin. It'll be a scoring decision whether you give the error to the center fielder. He caught up with it and juggled it, but Esplin was already on his way to second base. Any official scorers in the audience? Single and an error or double? Double? Okay. Okay, double to Jamie Esplin to lead off the bottom half of the fourth inning. Kevin Robinson now has to face the top of the order. Chuck Entz has been a victim of strike three twice on this day. 0-2, 0-2 for the day. Man on his second, nobody out. Oh, curveball, just misses inside. One ball count to Chuck Entz. beautiful day for baseball or for about anything else you want to talk about doing. Not too good for skiing down here anyway. No snow left. Didn't have any this year. That's nice. Curveball outside. Ball two. Cedar City basking in warmer temperatures also as Southern Utah has been hit with a little bit warmer spell. The Southern Utah State T-Birds are playing Mesa College this weekend, today included. Need to win one of three ball games to clinch a berth in the RMAC postseason tournament. Fastball up and in, ball three, as just as he was about to let go of the baseball, Robinson had the hat blow off his head. That's got to destroy the concentration of a pitcher. There's no two ways about it. Robinson struggling just a little bit after first couple of innings of good pitching. A little inconsistent with his control. Into the stretch, looks back at second base. Three ball count, strike on the corner with a fastball. 3-1 count coming up to Chuck Entz. Three ball, one strike count to Chuck Entz. On at second base with a line shot double to center field was Jamie Esplin. The stretch, fastball, hit just out of the reach of the shortstop into left field. Around third base is Esplin, and hanging on. Moving into second base on the long throw from the left fielder is Chuck Entz. Entz with a single, and moving to second base is left fielder Oscar Hewlett. Wanted to keep the man from scoring from third. Nobody talking to him out there, so wound up and threw it to the catcher instead of hitting his cutoff man, and going into second base was Entz. So a double and a single puts men on second and third. Nobody out, and Doug Aldridge coming to the plate. Dixie has been inconsistent with its hitting so far this year. Defense hasn't been too bad. Pitching has been excellent. But last time out, Dixie had a... last week had a good outing. Came from behind against Timpview here on Flyer Field to win 3-1 and had a big win against American Four. Kevin Robinson winds and fires with two men on high with a fastball, ball one. Aldridge has struck out and has driven in a run and scored a run on a single last time up. Drove in one run, eventually came around to score. So one for two. Fastball foul straight back, strike one. One ball, one strike count to Doug Aldridge. On deck is Kim Bowers, designated hitter. Sophomore right-handed hitting center fielder, Doug Aldridge. Robinson winds and fires, overhand with a fastball, sails high, ball two. Two ball, no strike count, or two ball, one strike count to Doug Aldridge. Nobody out. On at third is Jamie Esplin, on at second is Chuck Entz. Pitch just misses the outside corner. Ball three, and Kevin Robinson takes another look at home plate umpire Rich Lopez. He thought he had a strike on the corner. Didn't get it that time. Three ball, one strike count to Doug Aldridge. The pitch, fastball, fouled off the fist, just drifting into the stands. Going to hit a car? No, it isn't. Just misses cars. We haven't had very much luck on getting foul balls hitting cars today. Or we have had a lot of luck, depending on how you look at it. No cars have been hit, at least I haven't heard any. Count goes full to Doug Aldridge. Nobody on first base. Runners not expected to go. Pitch. Low fastball. Dribbled up through the middle. Cutting over his shortstop, Whitney. Fires to first base, but the runner scores. So Doug Aldridge grounds out shortstop to the first baseman, Scott Whitney, to Kerry Cox, but picks up an RBI as Jamie Esplin scores from third. On a slow hit ground ball, Chuck Entz breaking with the hit. Moves into third base. Coming to the plate is Kim Bowers, one man out and a man in scoring position at third base. On deck is catcher Doug Cannon. Bowers, a designated hitter. Fastball drilled on the ground to the shortstop, Scott Whitney, coming home with the throw too late, and scoring is Chuck Entz. So Bowers will end up on first base on the fielder's choice, as the throw was a little bit too late and a little bit too wide of the plate, and Chuck Entz scores. Entz had the throw beaten anyway. Two runs in the inning make it 7-2 Dixie, and on at first base is Kim Bowers, and still just one man out. Coming to the plate is Doug Cannon, the catcher. Cannon grounded out, pitcher to the shortstop to the first baseman as he hit a one-bounce shot off the pitcher's glove, and the shortstop Scott Whitney throwing him out at first. And last time out, looped a little pop fly towards center field. The wind caught it and blew it back in. The second baseman caught it on the lip of the grass. So he's 0 for 2 today. Cleanup hitter, Cannon. Doug, fastball, low and outside, ball one. Diving into second base with a stolen base is Kim Bowers. As Dale Corey wanted to come up firing. Backhanded the pitch, but couldn't hang on to it. So in easily at second base with the stolen base is Bowers. Cannon wants to go down and talk to his coach, Arlen Hafen. Timeout on the field. Bowers in scoring position at second base. First base now open, and Doug Cannon at the plate. Yours truly is going to be so sunburned this afternoon. One of the few times this year I've had a chance to come out and watch a baseball game. Dixie now leading 7-2 over Cedar City. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Stretch, long look back at second base. Robinson to the plate. Fastball, foul down the right field line, drifting off the top of the batting cage. Down along that right field line. Ricochets back into fair territory, but it's obviously a foul ball. One ball, one strike count to Doug Cannon. One man away, and Jeff Wiskum on deck. Cannon looking for his first hit of the afternoon. Dixie's been able to rally, come from behind. They take a 7-2 lead. Kevin Robinson low with a fastball, ball two. Two ball, one strike count to Cannon. Wind blowing straight in from center field. Kevin Robinson, stocky right-hander, has been out there suffering through all seven runs. High with the sidearm curveball. High and outside, ball three. Robinson has had to throw a lot of pitches. Had good control at the beginning of the ball game. Lost a little control midway through the second inning and a run scored. Then was able to come back and close off Dixie. But in the third inning, four runs. Swung on a missed strike two with a fastball knee high. Beautiful pitch by Robinson. Count goes full to Doug Cannon. Third inning is what did it for Dixie. As an error in the field, some mental errors, and some wildness on the part of Kevin Robinson, and Dixie was able to score four runs in the third inning. Into the stretch, fastball, line to right field. On his horse is Brian Whitney. Catches it one-handed as it drifted behind him. He overran the fly ball. Hanging on his second base is Kim Bowers. Cannon hit it hard. Slicing fly ball that Whitney had to catch behind him. He's running to his right and had to reach back to his left to catch it. Two men away, and coming to the plate is Jeff Wiskum. Wiskum flied out to the left fielder his first time up, and last time up in the third inning, looped a little double, bad hop double, right in front of the right fielder, Brian Whitney, and drove in a run, eventually came around to score. As he sliced a little fly ball, it just